You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Just a slight correction on that McKinsey story, and I do apologize for this. It wasn't 1.2 billion rand. It was about 2.1 billion rand, that 122 million rand settlement agreement there. But we move on to the latest developments from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It looks as though we might be getting a new listing in South Africa come this week. There's a UK real estate investment trust that is looking to obtain a secondary listing in South Africa on the JSE. I'm joined on the line by the head of origination and deals at the JSE, Sam Mokorosi, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Sam. Lovely to catch up with you as always. Let's start by taking a look at the latest developments. I mean, this is quite a historic moment, but it's not the first of its kind. We've been seeing this kind of secondary listing market pick up a bit of steam in the last couple of weeks and months.
Good evening, Jimmy. Yes, we are super thrilled to be welcoming Supermarket Income REIT from the UK for an inward listing. This is a third in about a year that we've had inward listings of UK REITs onto the JSE. We had Primary Healthcare Properties up around November last year. A few weeks ago, we had Assura, which is also a prime a healthcare property REIT. And now we're really thrilled to welcome Supermarket Income REIT onto the JSE through a secondary listing onto the bourse.
Sam, what does this mean for the South African investment space? I mean, without a doubt, it speaks to a confidence element, not just in the South African markets, but also especially in the JSE. I mean, I've spoken separately to Dr. Faree and to the rest of the JSE team around the fact that we are, of course, the biggest exchange on the continent, but we're also not sitting idly and saying, just because we're the biggest, we're not doing anything. This shows a very clear confidence from the investment community that the JSE is the exchange to go and partner with.
100%. I mean, the market cap of the companies on the JSE is close to 20 trillion rand, over $1 trillion. And so we are excited to see companies choose the JSE as a place to raise capital, as a place to trade their shares, as a place to engage with investors about their future and take investors along for the ride.
Mm. Sam, when looking at the JSE and looking at other partnerships, I mean, I think back to the announcement of things like the Saudi partnership and all the other mm-hmm. advancements mm-hmm. in technology from the JSE to better improve the services that we render. What is this latest announcement from something like the Supermarket Group and all the other secondary listings? What does that do for local investors? How do these inflows benefit local investors?
100%. Any investor will tell you that one of the successes of a strong portfolio is diversification. And that talks to diversification in terms of the number of shares that you're holding, but also in terms of the industries and the geographic exposure that your portfolio has. And so these inward listings from the UK allow South African investors to tap into a market that is perhaps uncorrelated to the rest of their portfolio, being UK-based properties. And so the ability to earn returns in hard currency is an attractive one for investors looking to diversify their portfolio.
Especially when you think about removing all of the headache that's involved with moving funds offshore and all of those other things that come with international transfers. Sam, I want to look at the JSE's role going forward. I mean, obviously, we've spoken about this and you and I have spoken about this in mm-hmm. offline conversations mm-hmm. to say that the JSE's always been open to expanding and offering opportunities, not only to local companies, but also to international companies wanting to come into South Africa. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing that 2025 is going to be the year where we see a lot more interest return? I mean, albeit we are still battling things like grey listing that have the potential to affect how our markets are being perceived. But it does sound like we're on the right track to being a lot more positive.
100%. I think the mood in the market, certainly in the second half of this year, has been very positive. Look, one thing markets don't like is volatility. So these kind of big spikes in activity, markets prefer much more kind of predictable increase over time. And so that's what we're hoping for in terms of new listings. Certainly, we've seen it in the activity in the secondary market, good flows coming in. And so we're hopeful that 2024 has been a great year for new listings. We're expecting that 2025 will be just as good, if not better. There's a whole host of companies that have publicly announced intentions to list. We're not sure whether it's going to be next year or in the next few years, but large companies like Coca-Cola South Africa, Coca-Cola Bottling Africa, ADT Fidelity Security. We've heard from African Bank as well as Time Bank that all of these are looking to join the bourse. So we are ready with open arms to welcome them when they are ready, in terms of their own financial situation, ready to list on the market.
Sam, in terms of the international companies, the likes of the supermarkets group and the other listings that we've seen come to South Africa, does this kind of give us any indication around potentially getting more international companies to come into South Africa? I mean, we've seen the likes of the Grand Parades that used to have Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts bring those brands into South Africa. And when we look at a REIT like this that has companies like Tesco's under it, is this a conversation that the JSE is starting to perhaps think about to say, yeah, you can come list here, but alongside that, maybe come open up some shops here, maybe come invest in the SA market as well?
Those are definitely conversations that we have. I know this particular company, the Supermarket Income REIT, is a landlord of properties that then are rented out to the likes of Sainsbury's and Tesco's and other supermarkets across Europe. So they wouldn't be the decision makers for whether Tesco's opens in South Africa or Sainsbury's does. But certainly we do have those conversations all the time, together with our partners in government and our partners in the rest of corporate South Africa to say, let's sell South Africa as a ripe investment destination, and let's get international FDI coming into the country and building a more prosperous future for all of us.
Speaking of conversations that need to be had, I think you and I, Sam, need to sit down and have a conversation around the state of mergers and acquisitions. There's been a lot of deal activity that's been taking place throughout the year, but I think perhaps you and I can table that conversation for next week because we have run out of time. I'd like to thank you, though, for the time and for your insights around this particular deal. Obviously, a step in the right direction for the JSE, but also for the South African investment landscape. We'll leave the conversation there, Sam. That's Sam Mokorosi, who is the head of origination and deals at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on the latest announcement by the supermarket group listed in the UK that they'll be obtaining a secondary listing in South Africa, set to take place later this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.